afternoon. Greetings from Singapore. I'm Catherine from the National Library Board. We like to use acronym in Singapore, so it's NLB. Thank you for your interest in this story about remaking public library in Singapore. It is a journey we started a few years back. Of course, we are far from getting it all right. But since we had an opportunity to revamp actually 6 public libraries so far, so I'm here just sharing with you some of the learning points. So I don't know how many of you have been to Singapore. Any of you? Yeah, okay, I hope you had a good visit. Yeah, you have to really try the local food. Chicken rice especially, very good. Singapore is nicknamed the Little Red Dot. Actually, it's a reflection how small it is, you know. It's how it is being depicted on many maps. It originated from a comment from the former president of Indonesia calling Singapore the Little Red Dot, and it has gained traction, and since then people just simply call Singapore the Red Dot. So Singapore is a city-state in Southeast Asia. We have a land size of 700 square kilometers and a population of 5.6 million in comparison to the City of London. London is twice as big in terms of the land size, and it has 50% more people than Singapore. So actually Singapore more dense than the City of London. We are a very small economy, surrounded by big neighbors, countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand. So given this context, there is a need for us to really get the most out of every bit of resources that we have, be it land, manpower, or whatever opportunity that we have to do something new and different. So there are 4 main racial groups in Singapore, and therefore we use 4 languages. English is the common one, and there are 3 mother tongue languages, Chinese, Malay, and Tamil. So the role of National Library Board, or NLB, we need to acquire books across all 4 languages and also to promote reading in all 4 languages. So under the former master plan, NLB has built up a network of 26 public libraries. There are 3 types. The biggest one, they are the regional library, 3 of them, followed by something which is mid-sized, about 4,000 square meter. They are the standalone library. Basically, we are referring to libraries that basically have their own small little building. You know, we call them standalone library. And the smallest one are the shopping mall library. They are rather small, but very well used. In total, we serve about 70,000 visitors a day across the 26 library. And according to the lifestyle survey, we have this survey called Lifestyle Survey being carried out every 2 years. Visiting a library is the 3rd most popular pastime among Singaporeans after shopping and after watching movies. So in a way, we are quite lucky to have a rather strong reading culture in Singapore, or at least people go to the library. However, we have seen decline of our usage since 2011 with the rise of internet and smartphone. I believe this is a common challenge many of us face. The decline in loan particular is very steep for us. Between 2011 to 2015, I calculated there was a negative 9% decline every year for our loan. So this is pretty scary. At the same time, some of our branches were overcrowded, in particularly those in shopping malls. The daily visitorship of some of these libraries, in fact, was even more than the bigger standalone library. So by 2012, we were planning for the next master plan. So it took us about 3 years to get approval. So this master plan was approved in 2015. We call it Library of the Future. Reflecting an aspiration on our part to go beyond what we understand the current needs of our users. So when we started working on the master plan, we thought about expansion, build more branches, because, you know, population is rising, right? But then when we look back, so how did we account for the declining usage in the last few years while population has increased? So definitely, we cannot justify on that basis, not population growth. So what we did was to rebalance the usage of our spaces and to improve services and users' experience. Specifically, what we want to do is to increase the size of our shopping mall library. We know they are the places that people will go to. So we look out for opportunity to also move some of the standalone library to the shopping mall as well. So at this point, I need to provide some background on a very important planning scheme called Community and Social Facility Scheme. This scheme is administered by the Planning Authority in Singapore. So essentially, it gives incentives to the shopping mall owner for them to set aside bonus GFA. That means actually these are additional GFA they can build. They need to set aside the space for civic community use and give it to the agency free of rental. So it's a win-win situation because they get the extra GFA and depends on who they give to. If they give to the library, we bring a lot of footfall. So this scheme was introduced in 1998. In fact, that was the time when I was the planner back in the Planning Authority. So it used to have a cap of 2,000 square meter per shopping mall. And in 2012, when we were planning for the next master plan for the library, we lobbied the Planning Authority and we tell them that we need more space, up the cap. And they did. They gave us 3,000. So of course, better location alone is not good enough. So we know that in order for us to really transform public library experience, we have to look at remaking the user's experience. So there are two things that we focus on: remaking spaces and expanding content and program. And in our mind, there are three things that the users would like. Number one, having personalized, customized experience. So there are many definitions of these two terms out there. To us, customization means coming out with services according to different user type. So it could be according to age, according to the life stages. Personalization is really what Google has done very well, targeting individuals' need based on the review choice and behavior. The second value proposition is about seamless access. Technology has been a very big part of our life, so libraries, it is very important for us to provide content and services seamlessly across both the physical and digital channels. And the third value is about creating opportunities for communities to get together and to share and to create knowledge. We would like to see more ground-up initiatives from individuals, partners, and public agency collaborating. So prior to the master plan, our librarians were organized broadly into two main tracks of services: adults and children. We expanded and reorganized ourselves in 2016. This is something very deliberate. So now there are six tracks of services: early literacy, children, teens, adults, seniors, and mother tongue language. So this was something very important because codifying the how we are being organized, it really gave us the focus to grow capabilities and to create new content and programs. So each of the six services developed their respective roadmap. This is the one for the adults service. There are two tracks. One is on the future economy, and the other one is about promoting love for reading. Why these two tracks? So in today's world, many adults are fearful of changes, yet they need to learn to manage them. We identify that being digitally ready and have the skills to continue to grow are very important. Now, of course, on the other hand, reading is still very important. It broadens our mind, it gives us space to relax and recharge. So these two tracks actually shape the programming direction for the adults team. So with the organization, we actually have rolled out many new initiatives in the last 3 years. There was a strategy we used in terms of how do we time the rollout of services. Essentially, we dovetail it with the revamped library by matching the community demographic profile. So I will explain a little bit more. The master plan is to revamp all the libraries over 15 years in three phases. We only want to add one new library. Remember I talked about, you know, don't want to expand branches, but you know, we asked to just add one library, which is a new regional library under phase two. We are now towards the end of phase one, completed six libraries, and we have two more to go for phase one with committed funding. What I would like to point out is that in 2017, this is the very first year with some of the revamped library open, we actually reopened four libraries. It was very challenging, but we find it worth it because it really created a burst of public awareness. In the next segment, I will go through details of the six revamped libraries as case study. The first one is called Sengkang Public Library. Okay, for every revamped library, the very first thing we did was to understand the community, the heritage, the people, and the institutions within that community. Sengkang is a Chinese name, which means prosperous harbor. It was once a town of the seafarers. The old Sengkang Public Library was opened in 2002. Since then, the town population has doubled. It has a very high proportion of children, 0 to 14 year old. Locating in a shopping mall, it's very busy. So in 2016, we found out the mall owner has planned to do a major renovation of the mall. So we approached the owner and we suggested, hey, we can do a library revamp, but we want more space. So they did give us over 300 square meter additional floor area. I have these slides for basically all the libraries, essentially just highlighting what are the key service concepts. But I will just touch on certain ones because or else it would take forever to go through them. So the key service concept for Sengkang was anchor on the new twin service for the 10 to 14 year old. With the upsizing, we are also able to provide more spaces for different users. Under seamless access, we introduced something called the 24/7 lobby and an integrated browsing experience across physical and digital. This is the floor plan. Main entrance is here, you come through here. This is the 24/7 lobby. This was the first time we introduced such a concept by putting together many self-services. For example, the book drop. So you see here, that's the book drop. Behind is the auto sorter. And that's the reservation locker. So you scan, the user can scan the library card and the door will open for them to pick up the book. So we open up the view of the auto sorter as well because we think it's fun for people to see how books are being sorted. The lobby actually extended our operating hours and formed the basic template for subsequent revamp libraries. Here is a very long magazine wall, okay, this green strip here. So we have over 300 titles of magazine. But what it is, actually, it is a marker of the major thoroughfare. So actually, just now I talked about, we come through the lobby. For adults, they turn this direction. That's a small collection of the nonfiction. And if they go downstairs, that's the adult fiction. For children, they come through this gap here. And this is the entire children's section. And there are sub-zones for early literacy, for children's. And we have a dedicated tween zone and a teen zone. So the space for the children's section, actually, you keep it very open. The idea is that children will move about and discover the collection on their own terms. So with the new tween service target, a segment that we saw a decline in reading interest, to provide this service, we created dedicated spaces. We acquired more books on themes like comics, robotics, photographies, and video gaming that we think the tweens find it interesting. We also made available DIY learning kits on site. To publicize this new service, we made 4 passports, distribute them to the nearby schools. In the passport, there are fun facts, there are activities, and book recommendations. This was also supported by the monthly STEAM programming. So with this, we have seen and increase in loans among this age group, and increase in interest in reading. Here I'm showing the nautical theme. You see the sea wing, which is like waves, and this is like a boat here. We are inspired by using the heritage theme of the seafarers to decorate the whole library. To promote digital service, we also introduced this thing. It's an integrated book display. So it's like a big bookcase, and there are physical books, and there are also this digital book display. So we find that it is, you know, when you put something attractive like this, it sort of entices people to come and browse and just try out things. Level 3 is the new space. So it is connected to level 4 by way of the internal staircase, and we also have a lift here. So actually it's quite easy for the staff to manage because, you know, they can go up and down without getting out of the library. So it helps to separate the children from the adults by floor. And this is very, very important because it really gives space to the children to be themselves and to make a bit more noise, whereas the adults can have peace and quiet. So we demarcated specific area for quiet reading on this floor. So there's something about getting people to be quiet in library. I don't know how it is in your situation. It's quite challenging in Singapore. So we try out something, basically some visual communication techniques. For example, using this very soothing blue hue. And we also have this super graphics, you know, integrated with some actual book display. And we have casual poster with messages. We are still learning, actually. Behavior is the hardest. So these are the results of year 1 and 2 for Sengkang Public Library. In fact, you know, we never expected this strong result. Our target for each of the revamped library, 3% increase. This is what we promised the Ministry of Finance. 3% increase in loans 1 year after the opening. And no decline in visitorship because, you know, we get very worried. Is that, you know, we are supposed to solve the problem of overcrowdedness, and we worry there should not be that many people in the mall library. But we were really surprised. I mean, the actual result is a lot higher than we thought. Sengkang is now the busiest mall library. At the beginning, I also want to highlight some problem, okay? So at the beginning, we had some problem with empty shelves because of the huge crowds. But this was addressed by quickly increasing our collection. There's one problem we still have not solved, which is our poor auto sorter. The low of return is so high, I get jammed all the time. So, you know, our problem is that the space is only so small, and if you want to add more beans, you know, it's not something that we can just fit it in so readily. So we are still cranking our head to try to see how to solve this problem. The second library being revamped is Bukit Panjang. It was opened 3 months after Sengkang Library. It is again located in a shopping mall in a town called Bukit Panjang, which means long hill in Malay. It is a more mature town compared to Sengkang. The new library adopted a theme of a journey, drawing inspiration from multiple railroads that connect in this town. Again, we made use of the mall renovation and asked them for more space. This time we were more lucky. They promised us double the amount of space. The only thing is that the spaces are not connected. They give us spaces that are 50 meters down the road. So clearly, we have a bigger library for everyone. But what is challenging is how can we adapt our operations so that we can run two wings that are not connected. So NLB face an overall reduction of manpower. I'm sure some of you guys as well. So we decided not to have any staff presence for the adults wing, but instead man it with volunteers. I'll highlight a new program called Immersive Storytelling and a new wayfinding method using colors. So this is the children's wing. So this is where the children come in. And we have this really cool lobby. So essentially what they do is that we have like this little mountain. This is the side of it. And the kids will climb up a few steps. They drop the book in and they can see how the books are being sorted. Yeah. And the rest of the children section is actually shaped according to different landscape. For example, this is the early literacy. So we have little ponds. So essentially, these are step down area that family can sit there and they can read together. And we have a book mountain. It's a little bit higher, and that's where we have the children's fiction. And here we call it a valley, so that's for the magazine and AV. So people come down and again they step down into this depressed area, and there's little hills here. So it's all sorts of landscape. So after the lobby, the patrons will emerge into a central browsing area. We use color ribbons on the floor to connect the book display to the actual collection on the shelves. For example, this green ribbon here is for the Singapore Children's Collection. It is a very fun way to encourage discovery, especially for the less popular genre. We were quite taken by this idea when our consultant suggested it. But after implementation, I hate to say that it's something that is not very intuitive because I don't see many users actually following the ribbons. And we introduced this wonderful immersive storytelling room on this side. Basically, it supports creativity by allowing children to decide on elements of the story to form their own interpretation and share with others. It did not replace storytelling.